This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes there's just nothing like a good walk in the woods, or on a trail in the mountains, or any place really that's not paved. And you can, of course, find good trails anywhere if you look, especially, though, out west. Maybe they're old logging roads or long cattle migration routes or whatever, but you don't have to get too far from a city out here. Sometimes they're actually in the city to find a good trail. And in Wyoming in particular, as that state's key industries, oil and gas exploration and mining, come under some pressure, well, a good trail is a business opportunity. From Wyoming Public Radio, Caitlin Tan reports.
It's a weekday evening in the mountains near Pinedale, a rural town in western Wyoming. A few people from the local trails organization came with their shovels and are digging trails. Ryan Grove explains the plan to Paul Swenson.
Try and curve it back and just kind of snake it right up so it's not fall line the whole way. And then we'll put some drains in too.
These trails were built for downhill mountain biking back in the late 90s.
Maybe a little too early for downhill mountain biking in the West, which is now exploding in popularity.
That's Alex Arts, another member of the group.
These trails are still used and usable, but they definitely need a lot of improvements.
Pinedale is pretty small, with about 2,000 people, and its main industries are agriculture and natural gas production. It's a boom-and-bust kind of town. But the area has about 750 miles of trails. A lot of them are just outdated. Some go straight up the mountain without any switchbacks. Others are completely overgrown. So the trails group wants to fix them up. That means a lot of hours moving rocks and shoveling dirt. And if places like Pinedale could develop and upkeep all those trails, it could become an economic driver for the state. The group American Trails says that recreation trails are linked to economic growth. Some in Wyoming see outdoor tourism as a way to diversify its economy. Coal mining recently hit a 50-year low in the state in 2020, and the last major natural gas boom was in 2009.
My office is sort of coming of age in a really important time in Wyoming history.
That's Patrick Harrington with the Wyoming Office of Outdoor Recreation. In 2020, at the height of the pandemic, Wyoming saw a record number of visitors who came to explore the state's public lands.
We're looking at development at a grand scale and what the future of our state's going to be.
But that development is expensive. Harrington estimates that it costs about $50,000 per mile of new trail. Recently, he says the state received millions from the American Rescue Plan Act that'll go toward the development. The state is also exploring charging people fees to recreate on the trails as a way to help cover costs. But not everyone loves this change. Many people live in Wyoming for its solitude.
People don't want their community to be overcrowded.
That's Wyoming State Representative Jim Roscoe.
I have to agree with these people that I don't want my backyard to be overrun either. But one thing about recreation is it is a shot in the arm for the economy.
Roscoe says if enough planning goes into building outdoor tourism, he thinks some of that solitude can still be preserved. He's sponsoring a bill next year that would provide $40 million in funding to help develop trails in small towns, both for tourism and the local community. The local trails group in Pinedale, the Sublette Trails Association, is made up of volunteers. They recently landed a grant for $5,000 that's helped with purchasing shovels and other trail-building tools. But they, too, want to be careful with the development. Association member Alex Arts says he doesn't want Pinedale to become a huge tourist town.
We just want to improve things for the people that are already here.
The rural feel is the reason he lives here. And he says better trails will help the whole community. In Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.